Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hey, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden here at Two Straight Up, the Chuck and Julie Show. And we've got a great show for you, brought to you by our great sponsors.
ColoradoCitizenPress.com, one of the best conservative voice blog sites, websites that you're going to find in the state, actually anywhere, I think. Got a lot of stories up today about what we're going to be talking about, the protest at Bandimere yesterday. Hey, I want to remind folks, too, when you listen, you can join us any number of ways. Just go to ChuckandJulie.com, and you can click on Listen Live. You can also get all of the podcasts there as well. If you want to join us on Zoom, all you do is go to Zoom.us, and the meeting number is 209-576-423. Hey, and we want to open up
that number again, okay, hon.
209-576-423. And then also, if you want to call in, and we're going to open it up for calls right away, particularly if folks were at the protest last night, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008.
Yeah, we'll be joined by some people who were at the rally, Casper Stockholm, and who knows who else.
He's got to be the hardest working candidate.
He is, in the entire universe. He was incredible.
And also, what we're going to play a little bit later, you won't believe, I mean, just when you think Channel 9 and Cal Clark cannot go any lower,
more disgusting,
they surprise you. who knew? And also then Nancy Pelosi and Hairgate. If you haven't seen the video yet, we'll show you the video. But now, tragically, Chuck, she was set up by her hairstylist. Okay, yes. I got news for you. If your hairstylist sets you up and doesn't like you, they don't take security videotape of you. They mess with your hair, right? Yeah. I mean, if Nancy would have like
turn
this massive stripe down. Exactly. Oh, sorry, Nancy. That's what happens when your hairdresser wants to mess with you. But hey, I want to start the program out. We were at the Stop the COVID Chaos rally in
Bandimere Speedway.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
great event.
Give your take first.
Oh, just a great event. I mean, you know, the Bandimere is estimated 5,500 people were there, which the news station started. I go,
hundreds. I mean, technically,
there.
It's hundreds and hundreds. Like Randy said, 5,500.
5,500, yeah. And it was just a great event. They had some, you know, they had speeches were not too long, and they're well done. And Michelle Malkin and Randy Corbin were great.
And John Tigtegan.
John Tigtegan, Benghazi fame. And it was just a wonderful rally, and I'm sure it's a crime of the century, according to the Jefferson County Health Department.
But, you know, first I want to point out to folks is it was totally safe. We took Rev there. There were lots of kids there. There was a little boy dressed up in his Captain America costume, or maybe he was Captain America. I don't know. It was there. It was really nice, and it was kind of cool. Maybe not even kind of cool. It was really cool to be outside in a gorgeous Colorado evening, right? And some people were in masks. Most people weren't.
No, the people in masks. For mainstream media were mandated to do it. You could tell because they all had, you know, they had the cameras and the press passes, and they were virtually the only ones with
And it was just like Randy said, this is what it's like to be free. Patrick Neville pointed out that there, you know, there was no burning. We weren't trashing Bandimere at all. People said the Pledge of Allegiance. We sang the Star Spangled Banner, God Bless America. It was just a great time and just a great event with a lot of like-minded people. And to top the night off, I've never seen this before. When we were leaving, the moon was rising. You could see it over the horizon, sort of an orange moon. It was beautiful. Yeah. I think that was God saying, right on, you guys.
Well, let's go to Don from Colorado Springs online, too. Hey, Don.
Hey, good afternoon, Chuck and Julie.
Hey there.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
Hey there. Yep. Sorry,
hey there. Sure I'm there. Nobody.
No, you're here.
All right. You know, I'll have to catch your interview with Peter. I mean, I do subscribe to his podcast, but after which, from what I've gathered and what was talked about, it is so pretty disgusting. Basically, you know, this Nine News organization, it's not like what it used to be.
No, it's not your grandmother's Nine News. It's not even your mother-in-law's Nine News.
But this is not the days of Mike Landis, Ed Sardella, Ward Lucas, or even when Adele Arcara succeeded Landis.
It actually sort of pains me to see all this. I mean, I worked in Denver television news for over 30 years, and there was a time when you would have been proud to say that, right? And now I make sure that I say, I used to work there, right? I haven't worked there in 3.5 years. It was, we'll play the beginning of their story here bit later. Go ahead.
You know, going on to what was being said, you know, we're standing outside because we don't want to get into trouble, but hey, we'll hang out with all these
lefties
destroying Denver. I mean, they wouldn't say that, but you know what I mean.
Exactly.
And apparently, according to Patrick Neville, he was inside earlier, and then he came back out and just simply went on camera and lied.
Well, there would be, I mean, we'll play, like I said, the number of lies in the Channel 9 story are amazing. The other stations, you know, played up the super spreader thing, which is ridiculous. I can tell you this. I talked to Randy Corporan texted Randy Corporan just a little bit ago. And he said, no, they haven't heard a peep from the Jefferson County Health Department, right? Well, that's hard because it was,
no, it's not hard.
It wasn't an event. Channel 9 kept calling it an event. It wasn't an event. It was a protest. And it was just really cool. And, you know, if they have another one done, I encourage you and everybody, maybe can have it done in your neck of the woods, too, because it was just, it was really just kind of cool to be there.
Well, you know, on a side note, I brought this up on Peter when I was able to call in. They were talking about WGN's America newscast, and that's going to be done in partnership with all the Nexstar stations, since Nexstar now owns WGN. So we want to see how they handle the COVID-19 and what their worldview is, especially that KDVR, KWGN is now owned by Nexstar, and they also own stations in the other Colorado Springs markets, KXRM in my neck of the woods, and the legendary KREX-TV in Grand Junction.
Well, I can tell you one thing.
Don't forget KRQE in New Mexico as well.
All right. Well, I can give you a little bit of inside information about how they're not handling it well internally, because I got friends who still work at Fox 31 News, right? So apparently one of the morning anchors, I won't say who, tested positive for coronavirus, right? Not only did they let this person continue coming to work, they didn't tell the other anchors. I mean, they're sitting, you know, they didn't tell the other anchors, didn't tell anyone else at the station.
Super spreader station.
Until somebody found out, and then the personnel of people at the station hit the roof saying, we're going on TV every day telling everybody about outbreaks here, outbreaks there. There was an outbreak there. They didn't tell the staff. They didn't tell the health department. I mean, that's just, you know, but yet, hey, Don, if you go outside without your mask, man, you're killing
people. You're a super spreader.
Yeah.
I mean, this is hypocrisy in the beginning, and this whole COVID-19 is now being proved to be, you know, not as...
No,
it's not the Black Plague. It is, it is not the
1919 influenza.
They made it out to be. It's just
right. It's a 2017 influenza season.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly. And they're just using it to fearmonger. And I mean, you know, we saw with Nancy Pelosi in the hair salon, right? She clearly, at 80 years old, wasn't worried about it. Apparently, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
And don't forget Chris Cuomo, who didn't stay in the basement like he should.
Right, you should.
Well,
still
I mean, you don't believe
basement.
when he had the cameras there. Oh, I'm arising from here. Oh, was I out at looking at my other house? Oh
that
no,
was
that wasn't
staged.
Me. You know, that was Fredo.
We know that was staged.
And, you know, and we're some people aren't allowed to have weddings and do things. Apparently,
no.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg was officiated a wedding recently, and she didn't wear a mask.
No.
Right?
No.
It's...
And, you know, one little aspect of local media I should bring up is that, you know, down here, KKTV 11 personality Don Ward just died over a week ago, and... Where they had the service, I mean, they complied with the COVID-19 and they did an online service and all of that. So that was, to their credit, a little more respectable and, you know, do what we say and
right.
We do what we do.
Exactly.
Not hypocrisy. Yeah. We actually play the game that we set up.
Right, exactly.
That's rare.
It is, but you know, like I said, I think people are getting the idea, right? I mean, there were so many people out there last night, and you could tell they were way more concerned about the state of our state than they were about getting coronavirus. And I think that that's where we need to be focusing.
Well, yesterday, a grand total of one person.
You know, we don't want another lockdown. This is what Biden advocated for.
Right.
You know, and who knows if we have a second lockdown, they just might keep it locked down until they know for sure they
killed
it and Cloud Piven has been fulfilled.
Well, yesterday's, called the Worldometer, one person died with coronavirus yesterday in Colorado. One person.
And not even of, but with.
Not with, you know. I mean, he tested and some time, indeterminate time later, he died from something. And so, you know, more people died of hangnail in Colorado yesterday. And we didn't close down the economy for a hangnail inspection of every human being. I mean, it has gotten ridiculous. The governor for 6 months has controlled the entire state based on just
politics.
Fraud.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing is a fraud. It's a fraud.
It's turned into a con game and it's basically,
yes.
You know, bring us more money and you know what? We'll milk it for what it's worth. Just follow the money.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Well, you know, thanks, Don. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate you calling up. Really,
have
thank you.
Have a good
you.
One.
Yep,
okay.
You too. Well, let's go ahead. Hey, Thomas, so I put together, and I'm going to apologize. The editing's a little bit rough. I was for years the talent. That means I just talk.
No, she's a worker bee.
Now I'm the minion as well. And so the editing is a little rough. I'm going to apologize for that. But up here, if we could roll the video, the Bandimere rally, Thomas, if we could play that right now. This is just a little taste of what was going on last night. Now, this is Michelle Malkin talking.
Make some noise!
That's a bad editing, sorry.
Make sure that you hug someone next to you because hugging is a subversive act in America. Especially the children. Give our children hugs.
You need a new cameraman.
I know.
An incredible moment. And I can't tell you what an honor it is to stand with each and every one of you and each and every one of the patriots behind me. We all have a role to play.
USA! Notice there's no fires behind me. There's no broken windows. It's just a bunch of patriots standing up for the freedom. I'm so proud of you guys. And yes, we have filed a lawsuit against the governor of Colorado, or more accurately, the king of Colorado, which is what he thinks he is.
Yeah, there you go. It was fun. If you were there, you know, go ahead and call in 888-627-6008.
Or just otherwise curious.
Yeah, 888-627-6008. And if you're here on Zoom, just feel free to unmute yourself and chime in. But, you know, one of the things that was interesting, Michelle Malkin, I mean, she's right. You know, hug somebody. That's a subversive act right now, right? I mean, you could be charged with assault or something like that. But everybody there was not afraid. And I think that's the thing, because one of the things, Chuck, I think they like to do, the reason con artists and cons and scams work is that people don't like to admit they've been conned or scammed,
right?
So they're hesitant, they go along with it forever.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's what a lot of people are doing. They don't want to admit, oh, wait a minute, you know,
we got conned again.
But I think last night there, you saw people, and it wasn't even a big deal. People were just like not wearing masks, right? They were just talking. Well, what I mean is it wasn't like anybody's making a giant show of it, right? People were just being normal. And I think that's what we need here. And thank goodness for people like Patrick Neville, who filed a lawsuit against Polis. I mean, the Bandimere family, who's willing to get behind it. I mean, John Bandimere was saying he's not sure if Bandimere Speedway is going to be.
And of course, the Colorado Supreme Court refused to take the case because, you know, They're busy. They're busy people. Who cares what's happening in the state? Who cares they've shut down everything?
Well,
they're getting paid.
Right.
They're all rich and fat and happy. And no, take it down to district court, then go to the Court of Appeals and up to them. And sometime in about a year and a half from now, some idiot will write some opinion saying something that doesn't matter, which is what the judicial system has sort of become. It's become, if you watch the Flynn case,
It's become a joke.
Well, here's
from Sandra. So good to see and hear people who truly love this country. Yay for all. I hope we have more of this. You know, I think we will have more of this. I think this event was such a success. John Tig-Tegan had a bunch of people there providing security. And I think there were other people there too. And I want you to be careful when you hear the Denver Post and KUSA talk about that. They're making it sound like there's this armed group of militia people confronting people. I know they were there last night, but I didn't see anybody. There was no armed militia people. There were some people in some fairly bad outfits. One guy had a flag onesie on. I don't know. That wasn't that great of a look, but it was for fun.
Well,
but I mean, that
I
was
hope
the worst
had
thing
some
I saw.
Security after well, being down for Back to the Blue in Denver, where the Denver police decided that they wanted to play fence posts and disgrace themselves and disgrace the Denver police. I mean, I think the support for the Denver police, if it isn't high on the left, it's dropping on the right. So I'm not sure who's left.
Yeah. You know, and one of the reasons we wanted to go there because of schools, right? Rev is going to school 2 days a week. And yesterday was one of his off days. So we said, okay, well, we can make this a civics lesson. And so we were explaining to him, we had to get him off the YouTube on my cell phone. But when we could get him off of that, we were explaining to him the whole concept of the separation of powers. And we were saying that the governor
You don't have to do it again.
What I was going to go for is this is what the lawsuits are about, right? The governor does not have the legal authority to continue on and on this emergency.
Well,
and
if he does have
orders,
the legal authority, which is what the legislature violated the state constitution. You can't just have an all Democratic legislature kind of go, let's just give it to our guy and suspend everything else forever. No problem.
And here's the thing. I just kind of sometimes wish that we could do this whole thing where we could like beam something into outer space and then into everybody's home. I know that's extreme, but to show them what is happening in Colorado, because if the Democrats win, what we're seeing in Colorado is what's going to happen around the country, don't you think?
And they will win if they get the mail-in ballot and ballot harvesting they do in Colorado. And the Republican Party just sits back and says, oh, it's great. You know, Ken Buck goes, oh, I have no problem with that.
Buck has been being.
No, he hasn't. Well, I watched him. They all go. All the establishment ones go, oh, yeah, we like this. Open primaries, we like that. We like everything they do.
Yeah, thank God for President Trump, though, who's saying, no, that's
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, thank God for somebody.
They're stealing the ballots.
Somebody.
Because, again, you'll see what you'll see.
Well, they've had people on lots of shows saying, you know, Democrat operatives, and they're the same thing on the Republican side. Say, oh, yeah, you just steam open the envelope. You do all kinds of stuff. And if 99% of the Democrats are honest, and that is 99% too high, 1% will steal 10,000 votes, and that could be everything.
Well, and here's the thing. The other thing, too, about the mail ballots, we're kind of digressing. We'll get to Casper here in a second. But when the mainstream media, they're also complicit in this fraud. When they talk about security, they talk about security after the ballot gets to the Secretary of State's office, right? And it's actually in the system being counted. And even then, there's potential for fraud. But they're trying to say, well, no one can hack it. I mean, that's not the problem. The problem is not after the ballot gets to the Secretary of State's office, for the most part. The ballot is all of the rigging and harvesting and potential cheating that goes on before it gets there. No.
You just make friends with somebody. Oh, that's your ballot. Let me help you fill that out for you. Yeah, see the Democrats? Come, there you go. Let's see, this ballot, this, and then. Oh, great, here, we'll sign that up. Great, there you go. We spent a couple centuries making sure that you'd have, you know, polling places
free,
and no one could influence you. You had to go in there alone. You couldn't go in with your political advisor, and you had to vote in person unless you had a real reason not to be able to vote, and they checked you off and everything else. And now we go, oh, no, none of that.
No,
the Democrats has even cited, the comparing signatures, that's unfair. That's voter suppression. No comparing signatures. They started a lawsuit on that. So, you know, Colorado, they've stolen the state, and, you know.
Then that's what we'll do if Biden gets elected. Hey, let's go ahead. I see Casper Stockham has joined us in our Zoom waiting room. Casper, if you're there, if you want to go ahead and bring your camera up and unmute yourself. And while you're doing that, I'm going to tell you, we just got a text from Leo saying, Casper, what can I do to help? I live in Wheat Ridge. So maybe we'll start with a plug right there. What can folks do to help you, Casper? Leo wants to know.
Absolutely. Can you hear me okay?
He can hear you.
Okay. So what he can do immediately is go to our website and fill out the join a team so we can get his contact information and reach out to him. We have a growing team of volunteers. We have a campaign manager that will reach out to him and get him activated immediately.
Perfect.
Well, tell me this, Casper. I mean, you had people handing out door knockers. You had
signs.
You were there with signs. I mean, this is incredible. What did you get? Did great aunt die and give you some money?
Yeah.
I mean,
we're doing pretty good. You know, we're not going to raise as much money as my opponent, but we do have a lot of volunteers now. You saw them the other day.
That's great.
I have a campaign manager. I have a communications director. I have a chief of staff.
You've never had those people before, Catherine.
Do you even know what to do with them?
Yeah. What do you guys do?
It's going well. You know, we're getting a lot of excitement in the community. We had a lot of excitement yesterday evening, for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So things are going well. You know, Albert Guillory's coming in town. I definitely want to have him hook up with you guys. You can talk to him next week or so. But he's coming in town to help me with an event we're having on the 9th of September. But he's going to be here for 4 days. We're going to be walking in the community. We're going to be fundraising, meet and greets. We have large events, small events, and media events as well.
I'm going to play you the Channel 9, beginning of the Channel 9 story. But why don't you tell folks your take on last night? I thought it was just terrific.
Yeah, no, it was a phenomenal event. We're guesstimating 5,000 plus people, whatever it was. But it was a great event, a very patriotic protest of what our governor and government is doing to us or trying to stop us from doing, which is just live our lives. You know, telling us we literally can't decide for ourselves you have to go out and have a good time and hang out with somebody else just because they say that it may be potentially dangerous. Well, tell us the facts, and then we get to decide as free human beings, free adults, on who we get to hang out with, how long we get to hang out with them, and what we do, as long as it's not illegal. And just because they say that it's potentially dangerous doesn't make it illegal.
So it's skydiving. So it's scuba diving. So it's driving your car.
Exactly.
Let me then, I'm going to get the guys at BBS, and I want you to, you may have seen this or maybe not, but for the folks who haven't, if you could play, this was the beginning of Channel 9's report last night for their evening news. Yeah. Thomas, if you could play the KUSA story.
For them to sit there and say what you can and cannot do, that's not America. That's China.
Hundreds gathered at Bandimere Speedway in Jefferson County tonight in open defiance of public health rules and a judge's order. They gathered for an anti-mask rally led by an assortment of conservative figures. The crowd cheered the false claim that COVID-19 has killed less than 10,000 people. And it booed Democratic Governor Jared Polis, who's being sued by the rally leaders over his statewide mask mandate.
Bandimere Speedway already violated a court order when they packed the stands on the 4th of July during the pandemic, and it's likely they violated orders again tonight. Here's Ryan here.
The Jefferson County Public Health Department says they emailed Bandimere Speedway ahead of the event tonight, reminding them that events with more than 175 people are not allowed at this point during the pandemic, but hundreds and hundreds of cars streamed in for this event this evening, and many of the folks in those cars were not wearing masks, which also goes against public health orders. While we were outside of the event, we decided not to go inside where health orders could potentially be violated, but we did listen to a live stream where a number of speakers rallied the crowd. COVID-19 was referred to as the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus.
First, before we go through all the lies there, Pastor,
oh my goodness.
What I like is, you know, we came early.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were driving up, you know, we were probably 10 to 30 minutes that, you know, before we got in the thing. That's when the helicopter went over, right? It's like being in a Trump rally.
Look, there's nobody here.
There were over 5,000 people, according to
hundreds of people, right? I'm trying to figure out how they missed my yard signs because I literally put them right in front and behind there.
They probably removed them. Well, you know, I just want to kind of walk through the lies on that. I mean, first of all, you know, they said hundreds. That was a lie. Second of all, they said it was violating that. They kept calling it an event, right? It was not an event. It was a protest.
The
Jefferson County Health Department orders and the court orders revolve around events. This was not an event. This is a protest every bit as much as the protests in downtown. And
The only difference is we didn't break anything.
Yeah, we didn't kill anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the idiot reporter says the people in their cars were not wearing a mask in violation of there is zero orders that say you have to wear a mask in your own car. I mean, but the fact that to me, it is disturbing.
But it was nice to see, you know, the sport coat boy didn't look, you know, he looked kind of off, didn't he? I mean, he looked a little scared there. They didn't play the part of the rally where Michelle Malkin let him have it.
Oh, yeah. And the crowd booed Chandler.
Yeah. I tried to talk to the media as I was going into the arena, and they didn't want anything to do with me at all.
No. Well, for a number of reasons. One, you're a Republican. Two, you're an African-American Republican who's for Trump. It's like, Casper, you totally destroy their narrative.
Right.
You know, some of the other stations were better, but
no, they weren't. I mean, I watched them
a little bit.
Julie, when you took your cameraman, which was you, I mean, you'd take a picture of people going, then you turn back where thousands of people are cheering, right?
Right.
They just made it right there. The picture they showed, you thought there were four people there, you know?
Exactly.
They're a fraud.
And we didn't cheer the fact that less than 9,000 or 10,000 people died from coronavirus. What we're talking about is the fact that they have been acting like, 170 plus thousand people died from coronavirus, and we know that's not the case. Even before that CDC report came out, we knew that wasn't the case.
Well, and that was another just flat out lie by Carl Clark, where he said they falsely claimed that fewer than 10,000 people have died from it. Well, no, that's a direct statistic from the CDC.
From the CDC, right?
It's not false. I mean, I'm surprised at just how, again, the lying. I mean, they deliberately twisted it. They called it an event, not a protest. It wasn't violating any orders. I mean, they were just, I have not seen that level of just making it up, in a long time.
They have to control the language, and if we say it's a protest and they say it's an event, then it's an event. But if we say the protest is an event, then it's
you
can't win for losing on this.
When we got attacked at the pro-police rally, that was a rally, right, where we had permits and everything like that. Right. Well, the people who attacked us, was that an event? Was that an attack event?
It
was an attack
event, yeah.
You know, talk a little bit, though, for folks who maybe might think twice about coming to the next one, the difference between it was just so calm, so peaceful.
Well, Casper was down with
us. He was
down at the back of the blue, where blue decided to get the people.
People be gotten. Yeah, well, that angry mob came in, and a horde of bodies just came in to try to push us out of that area. Now, that was a riot-type mob situation. But we had a licensed or permitted event that we were
Well, and last night again, they didn't need the Jefferson County Health Department's permission. And in fact, the Jefferson County Health Department did indeed put out a statement, which Channel 9 ignored, saying, you know, we respect everybody has a right to express their opinion. You know, we hope that they follow the guidelines, blah, blah, blah. And just for the record, I checked with Randy Corcoran, and they haven't
the Health Department. How bureaucracies work. If you think they've forgotten Vandermeer,
they're going to get him for something else. I think they haven't heard from him now.
Yeah. Well, you know what would be fun? You know, people following Nancy Pelosi around as she, you know, violates the law. It'd be great to follow around the head of the Jefferson County, Tri-County, all that, follow their families around and make sure they're not doing anything that violates their own rules.
I was happy to see them do that last night, and I hope they do more of these protests. And, you know, from now on, I just call my events a protest, because I'm done with following the quote-unquote orders or directives from an out-of-control governor. You know, this guy is drunk on power, so I'm not interested in following any of his directives anymore.
No. Well, and, you know, one thing, too, I'd like you to talk about, because I know you are the hardest working candidate in the entire universe, I think. You, everywhere I go, you're there, right? And what I think is really cool is people recognize you. I mean, just in the middle of people, there's Casper. But what I noticed about the crowd, you know, when you look at the Antifa riots, they all look kind of similar, right? This was an extremely, I mean, talk about diverse crowd. I mean, have you...
Well, let me interrupt and give you my own view. What is different between the Back the Blue rally and all the Antifa BLM people and the rally at Vandermeer was that there's an incredible number of young women that were at the Antifa side. There was all BLM, everything else. Yeah. At Vandermeer, incredible number of young men. I mean, well, I was really marked by the difference between that.
And there were families there, and everybody was happy.
You know,
for them to paint us as the haters when they're the ones going around mad, destroying stuff, setting stuff on fire, shooting people in the head on the street. It's craziness. And then the young man that had the AR-15 or whatever it was, the weapon, he was attacked.
He was attacked,
and he was defending himself. He didn't just go up to somebody and shoot him in the head with his AR-15. You know, they were attacking him and hitting him in the head with a skateboard and everything else. He lucky got
Biden
out of there
said
alive.
Biden said that the person shot...
who shot the Trump guy.
He shot, you know, the Trump pastor that got shot and killed. He incited his death.
By walking down the street with the mega hat on. If that's the case, you know, then we have lost all sense of decency in our country. You know, that's what happened with me at the rally and stuff. I didn't get hit, but they knocked my hat off my head, and I was like, sorry. It's my hat. I don't care what it says. You do not have the right to knock my hat off of my head. And I was in this guy's face, and it was a young man. He happened to be black and stuff, and I was in his face, and he was bigger than me. But I said, I'm sorry, man. It's on. Okay. If that's how it's going to go down, that's how it's going to go down.
You're not. Well, what do you notice when you, because like I said, you're all over the place talking to all kinds of people. What are you hearing out there?
You know, I know that the CD7 race, CD1 and CD2, you know, they always say that it's impossible to win those races, so they don't put any money in. I get all that. But when I'm out in the community, guys, people are totally pissed off and frustrated with all the looting and the rioting and the violence. When I go out to put yard signs out, all I say to, you know, I ring the doorbell, I step back like 10 feet from the door, you know, they come to the door, and I say, hey, I'm running for Congress in this district. I'm about safety and security. I'm about getting our kids back in school safely, and I'm about ending the rioting and looting that's happening in our cities and towns across the nation, and I am your only defense from all that spilling over into the suburbs. And I said, can I put my yard sign in the yard? And they said, absolutely.
Yes. All right.
That's all I say.
We've got one too. So, hey, listen, Casper, let me, because I know you guys are so busy. Where can, once again, for Leo's sake and other people, where can people come up to help? Give us a little promo of what you got going on.
Yeah. We got a lot going on. We have meet and greets and fundraisers just planned throughout this entire month. They can go to Casper for Colorado. It's FOR, Colorado.com. Click on join the team. Check out the events we have going on. I'm just excited, guys. I know most people don't think that Ed Perlmutter can be beat by anybody. I don't even need as much money as he has, because they have overreached so much right now. The people, even the Democrats in the community, are pissed off. And they're going to vote him out and vote me in.
All right.
I think so, Casper. Right. I think so. You know, you got our vote. Thank you for now. You've got campaign managers.
That's right. He's in our district.
I know. Yeah, but pretty soon we're gonna have to. We won't be able to just text you and say like, you're gonna be Julie. You're gonna have to talk to my scheduler. Thank you, sir. Congratulations on doing a great job.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, Casper Stockham there, Casper for Colorado. You want to talk about Synergenix before we move on to Hairgate?
Sure. Synergenix is an amazing thing with Julie McCallum, and it's set up to do one thing, help you reverse your biological age. And you know that as you get older, you lose hormones, you lose vitamins, you lose lots of things that before, that was it. You know, you were done. Now all of that can be moderated. All of that can be controlled. All of that can be put back. What you've got that's great, it'll stay great. What you can improve on, but you don't know personally. There's no way of knowing. So Synergenix does that. And it's a full review of everything and what can make your life great. So call Julie McCallum at Synergenix at 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. And tell them Chuck and Julie sent you.
That's right. Hey, we've got Barney. That was perfect timing. Barney, perfect timing there. Hey, Barney, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. Hey, before you talk, I got to tell you something.
Julie, how are you?
We're good. Hi. Hey, we ran into Eric last night. And so I have to text him and walk him through how to listen to us now. But he said when we talked to you to say hi. So Eric says hi.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Okay, well, we love Eric. God, I miss him. You know, and you guys have been doing this for a while now. You've been out of the dark side. When did you start the show? You've been here since January?
Mid-January. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. So, yeah, Eric, if you're listening, we love you. You need to call in. And by the way, Julie, I love it when you say idiot reporter. I love it coming out of your mouth because I would imagine your peers want to stab you in the back, or your colleagues, whatever the hell you had. But
I get all these texts, Barney, all these texts all the time that say, Julie, we are saddened by the change in you. I mean, literally, they say that we are saddened. I'm like,
what's happened to you?
I'm saddened that you're idiots. I'm like, whoop, are you there?
We're concerned, you know.
Exactly.
You're coming in and
out,
Barney. Barney,
you're breaking up a little bit. Whoa. Hey, maybe try calling back. Okay.
Yeah, he may be going under a tunnel.
He's going through a tunnel. Hey, Barney, feel free to go ahead and call back, and we'll take your call. In the meantime, though, while we wait for him, should we play the Hairgate
story?
This is great. So if you guys haven't heard about this, Nancy Pelosi in California, everything's locked down in California. No one can do anything anywhere.
Well, San Francisco.
Unless you're Nancy Pelosi, somebody caught her on surveillance tape getting her hair done. So, Thomas, if we could go ahead and roll. This is Tucker Carlson talking about Nancy Pelosi and Hairgate.
Footage obtained by Fox News and timestamped Monday, 3:08 p.m. Pacific time. An 80-year-old part-time Napa resident called Nancy Pelosi can be seen slinking through a San Francisco hair salon. She has wet hair. She is not wearing a mask. But she was indoors. She was almost alone because due to coronavirus regulations, salons in San Francisco are closed for indoor services. Nancy Pelosi went inside. She can do that because she is the Speaker of the House, third in line for the presidency. You cannot because you don't have as much power as Nancy Pelosi has. The owner of the salon, a woman called Erica Kios, was furious about this. She saw the unfairness of it. She told Fox News that Pelosi's trip was, quote, disturbing and a slap in the face to people who were not allowed to work because of Nancy Pelosi. Meanwhile, our media was angry, too, not at Nancy Pelosi, but at you for finding out it happened. Over at Politico, a reporter called Carla Marinucci was incensed by this. She tweeted, and we're quoting, "Have to ask, upon seeing this, is it legal in California, a two-party consent state, to videotape someone in a private home or business without their consent?" So it was the salon owner's fault. Maybe it was the security camera's fault. It was definitely not Nancy Pelosi's fault. It was a setup. And if you follow Nancy Pelosi carefully, you're probably not surprised by that. After all, nothing matters more to Nancy Pelosi than cold, hard science. Observable facts are her lifeblood. If she hadn't been born into a powerful political family, she might have been our generation's Isaac Newton.
That's good.
Hey, we got Barney back. Hey, Barney, we were talking about Nancy Pelosi and Hairgate.
Yeah, I want to hit that guy. Whoever he is, I want to hit him. And just like Liam Bitter on Fox News, there's certain little whiny type liberals, you just want to slap them. I'm kind of worried about Vandermeer. Let me just say why. I'm pretty sure that Randy hasn't said anything, but I'm pretty sure the NHRA is not backing them one bit.
No, that's
the problem with something like this. They're a bunch of scummy little whiny, sucky right. babies. And right. This could be the end of them. I was pretty sure when they did Mile High Nationals, that was like 40% of their income for the year. It was a ton. So I don't know. They're destroying this guy little by little. But well, I go get my bike on the 8th, and this track will be there. But we're going to give it a shot, so we'll see.
Well, you know, John Vandermeer kind of hinted at that last night, saying, you know, they didn't know if they'd be able to recover anything from the season this year, and they didn't know if they were going to be able to be back next year. And you know, what a shame that a place that's been around for over 50 years is closed down over nothing. I mean, it's just
How disgusting is that? It's disgusting what these people are doing. I mean, it's gross. You're taking people's their livelihood, and you're destroying.
They don't care. You think they care?
I know they don't.
You think Jeffco Health Department cares whether they're destroying Bannerman? Nope. No, they don't care. They think they're doing just a Jim Dandy job and saving all of us, and we all know they don't know what they're talking about. They haven't the slightest idea. When they get on and pontificate, it's all BS. And maybe they fool somebody, Kyle Clark, but they're disgusting people. I mean, really, you know.
Now
we can public health officials can join the IRS and the FBI and other groups that are hated by Americans.
Yeah, it is pretty sick. It's cool that you guys have women though that are hooked on your show. I know you. I heard you mention Sandra again.
Right.
I haven't heard from Charlene forever, but it is kind of neat that you guys have the women listening too, because a lot of talk shows, I don't know, it didn't seem that you guys have a lot of women listening. You must be doing something right. But say that again. What did you call your colleagues, Julie? What do you call them?
Oh, idiot reporters.
Yeah, idiot reporters. Okay. Love you guys. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Take care.
Thank you. Well, you know, and with Nancy Pelosi, what Chuck, you've been reading about this. What's her explanation for what happened?
Her explanation is they offered to do her hair, and it was a setup, and she got in there perfectly reasonable. She didn't know.
She had no idea.
They said you could have one person at a time, and she got set up by the salon. And, you know, she always follows all the rules. Mask rule.
She was
just walking in between. She's about to put it on. She put it on just after she got out of camera range, for sure.
That's a lie.
It's a lie.
Well, you know, I mean, she's just trying to
I must admit her hairstyles do a good. I mean, she's 80 years old and her hair looks great. So she, you know.
Here's the thing, though. This is sort of all the hypocrisy and con game fraud we've seen through this. This is almost like one of the epitome of it, right? For Nancy Pelosi to, number one, be willing to shut down salons all over the... I mean, the salon owner was like, wait, you're kidding me, right? I can't have anybody in here, but then you walk in here, and Nancy Pelosi's excuses... Oh, well, I thought it was okay.
It's your fault.
It's your fault.
Oh, no, it's your fault.
It's your fault. Oh, exactly. Like the salon guy called Nancy and said, hey, Nancy, it's probably been a while. You want to get your hair done? No, that's not how it worked.
Oh, please, come on home.
Please, come on in.
Well, they admitted, you know, in one other reiteration that I guess the stylist said, well, she called up her scheduler, called up saying, I need my hair done by you people, so open on up.
And they did, and now she's blaming everybody else, and you know that almost made it worse. Actually, she should have just kept her mouth shut on that, I think. You know, and speaking of things that make it work, I think this is interesting too. And hey, open lines now. People want to call in. Let me find my phone number: 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Barney's right. We haven't heard from Charlene for a while.
No,
Charlene, maybe she's busy. That could be. Mm-hmm. But if you're not Charlene, and anybody, we'd love to hear from you too. But Joe Biden is now going to Kenosha.
Yay!
I thought that was bad, though. I thought we weren't supposed to go to Kenosha.
No, just Trump can't go to Kenosha. He can't go there and give federal aid to businesses and law enforcement. No, can't do that. Joe's going to go up there and take money from people.
I was going to say, what's Joe going to say? Trump says, here's $42 million. I'm like, hooray, thank you. Yeah. Joe's going to go in and say, you just let those nice rioters riot and destroy your city.
And give me some money. I'm really short right
I'm
now.
I'm really short. Well, here's one of the reasons why. I was reading that in Wisconsin so far, Trump has raised $3.3 million and Biden has raised $2.2 million.
Yay!
So obviously something's going on in Wisconsin. The Biden campaign is like, oh, they don't love us as much in Wisconsin as we need them to, so we better go visit. But you're right, it's just so stupid. If, first of all, they criticized Trump for going, right? And they were just hoping that the whole town would blow up. And of course it didn't. Everything went fine. Right, Trump gave the ungrateful mayor and governor $42 million. So it's kind of, you know, hard. They wrote out a letter saying, don't come, don't come. But then now what do they do? If Trump can't come, how come it's okay that Biden goes?
Totally different.
That's totally different. Totally different.
Joe
you know, it's I think Biden. The Biden campaign has got to be, it's like, I don't know if they're just going to follow Trump around the country now or something like
well,
that.
Well, today he came out and had a talk in Wilmington, of course, and he took like two or three softball questions. So he's really ready to go.
Well, and have you guys seen, we'll have to find the videotape where they show, this is funny now, I think it's at the Gateway Pundit, somebody's showing when they have the interpreter standing there, the sign language interpreter, trying to do sign language interpretation of what Joe Biden's saying. And you see them, and then he goes, and that just makes up their own. And then they go like, oh, no. And then they just go like that. I mean, it's hilarious. And I think they should just drop that, too. And let me read this from Sandra. I hate Democrats, and Pelosi, like all of them, are pure evil and get away with everything that we, the little people, must abide by. We're all ready to fight back. And you're absolutely right, Sandra. That was proven at Bandemir. They show it's a fraud. Again, Biden going to Kenosha, it's like, no, it's bad, bad, bad if Orange Man goes. And the mayor and the governor are like, no Trump here.
No money, don't give us any money. Don't help our businesses.
Don't help us build back. We hate that.
Please
don't help our law enforcement.
Yeah.
So Biden goes, and they're going to go. It would be like, it's too bad it's not like, I don't know, in early trading days or something where one group of guys goes in and says to the settlers there, here's all this stuff for you. They're like, hey, we like you. Mm-hmm. Some other guy comes in and they're like, okay, what do you have? And they're like, oh, nothing. You give me stuff.
Yeah, it's right, boo.
It's
just amazing. And the polls have come out, and the national polls indicate that Joe Biden's just doing great. They're weighted to that 7-8%. But what's really important is a lot of the local polls, state polls, Pennsylvania, Mammoth, who was no Trump.
Massachusetts, you mean?
No.
Mammoth
is a polling outfit from a college in New Jersey. It shows he's down just 3 points in Pennsylvania. Before, they should have been down 13, I think. North Carolina was down by one, now up by two. You just go through all these, you know, key battleground states where Trump is really improving, either going ahead or really cutting the margins down.
Well, you know, and one of the things too, we've got, goodness.
Yeah.
Somebody with a Bandemir. Okay. The Bandemir is a Kinney Bandemir is online too. Hey, thank you for calling in. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm from Sugar City out here in Southeast Colorado, and, just enjoy your show. Just, you know, the family up there is in some deep water, and sure proud of them. A lot of my siblings have enjoyed the evening up there, and so anyhow, I had some trivia on the family. I didn't know if you'd be interested.
We'd love to hear it.
Okay, the family is originally from Sugar City, Colorado, which is in Southeast Colorado.
Okay,
a little town out here, and they left here in 1915 and went to Golden. And then the Speedway was originally going to be on my dad's farm at 52nd and Ward Road, up there by Jolly Ranchers used to be.
Oh, yeah.
And Johnny himself, John Jr., went to college, and I don't know for sure if it was Fort Collins or Greeley, but he went to college to be a cattle buyer.
Wow.
That's what his education is in.
Wow. That probably, I imagine he went to Well, you could have gone to either.
And so now you're a family, you're related to
Well, Greeley used to be more for teachers. I mean, if you were going to be a teacher, you went to Greeley back in the good old days. But if you wanted agricultural.
I'm still in the cattle, or I am in the cattle business.
Oh, wow.
Well, and let me clarify. So you're a Bandimere family member, a relative?
Yes. Yeah. My dad was born in Sugar City, and John Jr.'s dad, which was John Sr., I don't believe he was actually born in Sugar City. They came from Culver, South Dakota, back in 1890, and they left here in 1915.
Now, Sugar City named for the fact that Great Western Sugar was there, or, you know, I know that there was.
My grandpa knew the Carey family, like Carey Salt.
Yes, yes.
From I think it was Maryland, back east, and got them to bring in a sugar factory, and that's how Sugar City was.
I just read an autobiography, not an autobiography, a biography of Emerson Carey, who was the one who founded Carey Salt, given to me by one of his great grandsons. So that's great.
Chuck knows everything. Chuck does know everything. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this, because it was a very cool event. This is the Bandimere family, I mean, essentially built this from nothing into becoming one of the premier, you know,
race strips in
the country. This has got to be killing them.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's a lot on the line here. And, you know, the faith that that we have, all of us have to personally know the Lord, but the faith in general is sustained our family through the decades, and so we just lean on the Lord and guidance and for protection, and you know, He calls us to face evil down, and that's not always an easy task, and it can be costly. You know, I think of our founding fathers. I mean. Yeah. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. I mean, those guys were
tough times.
Really wealthy when they laid it all on the line.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and John spoke about that last night, saying, you know, talking about his faith and saying, you know, you don't stand down. Sometimes you're called upon to stand up. And well, listen, we want you guys to know we all stand with Bandimere. We stand with you, and we'll be there every time you hold a rally. Our little boy was disappointed because he said, hey, how come no cars were racing? So we'll be back for the car racing too. Thank you for calling
in. Very great to talk to you.
Yeah,
call in anytime.
If you're in Sugar City, ask for Kenny Bandimere, and it's a small town. Everybody knows everybody. You're welcome.
We'll do that. It's great to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling.
Hey, I see you've got Chris Doty joining us now, too. Hey, Chris, I saw you out there, too. Go ahead and weigh in on the events of last night, the protest last night.
Once again, I joined your show late, so if I'm redundant, it was a fantastic event. Afterwards, I met with new friends and longtime friends and family, and things ranged from awesome to God inspired. God was present. A lot of wonderful things took place. Unfortunately, today, NHRA did announce that they've canceled the rest of the NHRA season, which would include Bandimere Speedway, Brainerd, Minnesota, and Pomona, which is usually the final at the end of the year. Mm. So, and the Bandimere family, they're long-time family friends. Gosh, I was a little kid when I first went. I think I might have been conceived at that track. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't want to hear that. I don't know.
My mom was there last night. So it's disheartening because that is the majority of their income every year. That would that'd be like taking away any championship event anywhere in the world and of this caliber. And it's heartbreaking that the Bandimeres have gone through this. And as Kenny was just saying, they'll survive by faith and strength of will. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy for them. And now they're taking on another battle in addition to their business challenges. So they're to be admired. They're an incredible family. I don't know if you had a chance to meet other than John. I know you saw John down on the track, but that entire family is incredible.
Well, you know, I think I got to say, and it made me feel nice to hear Patrick Neville say he was proud of us, being all of the participants there, right? But I think we're just proud of all of them for, you know, putting it on the line. I mean, it would be so easy for them to be like an NFL owner, right? Or to be like an NBA owner and say, oh, we're going to shut down and blah, blah, blah. And instead they're like, no, we're standing up for our rights. And he said it last night, we're standing up for your rights as well.
And that's even out at the courthouse, one of the first days I was talking to John, I said, this might be a situation you can negotiate. I mean, and we stood there and we were literally in the courthouse. He drew me close and looked me in the eyes like that. He looks to your soul, by the way. And he says, I am not doing this for me. I'm not doing it for the business. I'm not doing it for the family. I'm doing it for our society. My great-grandchildren, my grandchildren, my children. It's not that I'm here to fight this cause just for the Bandimere Speedway. And that man is a man of honor and integrity, and you can never doubt a word he ever says. He never tells an untruth.
You know what else was cool, though, too, is I think, you know, the silent majority is becoming less and less silent. We're all turning into our own little Michelle Malkins, right? Where she says, God gave me a big mouth. That's my gift, and I'm using it. I mean, there were a ton of people there, and they were all there not to raise a ruckus, not to burn things down to protest, but just to be there in support and say, you can't tell me, Jared Polis, how to live my life. That's not your job.
I just put up the picture. I don't know if it came through, but if our polling places look like that racetrack last night, we're seeing the Democrats pivot away from a losing position right now. That crowd represents, John Bandimere wanted to be specific. A lot of his participants are not necessarily God-fearing Republicans. They're Democrats and liberals. There's middle of the row. And when you see that many people there, that's an indication of what we've got coming at the polls.
That was with, you know, a couple days notice.
Right, that wasn't a hugely promoted event.
I sat with John Bandimere in a golf cart on Saturday around 12 o'clock, and we discussed what the press release was going to say and all that. And Randy Corcoran was being texted and called. That was at 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon Sunday. So you saw that response in that short period of time. If that had a week, we would have doubled or tripled that crowd easily.
Oh, I think you'd probably get the full 23,500 there with a good
and
promotion.
Standing room only.
Yeah.
I know you're probably running short on time. A quick comment on Casper. I've had an opportunity to hear him speak three or four times. Of course, he was at Civic Center Park with us. And yesterday, I walked the facility. I was doing security. And I would be on one end of this facility and then the top and the bottom and back and forth. Every time I was somewhere, there was Casper.
Yeah.
People moving signs. He was taking banners off the rails, moving it down to get a position for the – that is the hardest working man. I don't like politicians. I got to tell you something. I don't like politics or politicians. That man, I'm going out to the Tea Party in Lakewood tonight to see him again with my mom, and we're behind that man.
Exactly. No,
I love you guys. I'll let you get going.
Thanks,
Chris. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the work you guys did there last night. Hey, want to thank everybody for listening. Listen, thank you to Casper. Thank you to Chris. Thank you to everybody joining us. Thank you to Kenny. That was great.
Sugar City.
Yeah, that's right.
I have to look on the map. Where exactly Sugar City?
Thank you. Way you can get the show. We'd love to have you check out our podcast if you can't listen live, but you can listen live there too. Just go to chuckandjulie.com. Everything is there. Would love to have you subscribe to us on YouTube. I got to be honest, Facebook keeps throttling us. Facebook is making it increasingly difficult to get the word out. So we'd love to have you listen to us through chuckandjulie.com or on Zoom. And, you know, just again, catch a podcast at chuckandjulie.com.
Yeah. And we'll be back on, yes, you guessed it.
Party Friday! And a little bit of a different thing. Party Friday, I want everyone to bring their pets or their dogs. We've got a gal coming on. I'll explain why she's on, because it shows that flattery will get you everywhere. But she's a, I don't want to say a dog whisperer, that's probably not quite right, but she helps people understand and communicate with animals. And she said she could talk a little bit of politics, but
hold your dog up and she'll communicate with him.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody gets to show their pet on Friday. Okay. So join us on Zoom.
What is this dog thinking? Well, she'll tell you what, you know, she said, where did I get this on?
It should just be a fun way to go into the weekend. Yeah. Thank you to Thomas and everybody at BBS, and we'll see ya.
Take care, everyone.